السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I will be rendering a nazam inshallah. Prior to commencing, I would just like to give a very quick overview of the words. This nazam is in essence a praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with a humble plea and dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings and favors. In the first couplet, the poet mentions, Ya Rab hai bakhsh dena bande ko kaam tera, mehroom reh na jaye kalye ghulam tera. Raw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I request your forgiveness for this humble servant of yours, as only you have the power and control to forgive. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, I do not wish to be deprived of your forgiveness. He thereafter mentions, Jab tak hai dil baghal mein har dam ho yaad tere, jab tak zubaan hai muh mein jari ho naam tera. That as long as my heart is beating with life, I wish to always remember you, and as long as I have a tongue, I would like your name to always be on it.
Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Ya Rab hai bakhsh dena bande ko kaam tera, Ya Rab hai bakhsh dena bande ko kaam tera, mehroom reh na jaye kal ye ghulam tera. Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab tak hai dil baghal mein har dam ho yaad teri, jab tak hai dil baghal mein har dam ho yaad teri, jab tak zubaan hai muh mein jari ho naam tera. Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Bechuno bechubu hai beshubh zaat teri, bechun bechugu hai beshubh zaat teri, wahid ahad samad hai Allah naam tera, wahid ahad samad hai Allah naam tera. Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Hai tu hi dene wala pasti se de bulandi, hai tu hi dene wala pasti se de bulandi, afzal maqam tera, aala maqam tera, afzal maqam tera, aala maqam tera. Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. کیوں نہ لوں میں محروم کیوں رہوں میں جی بھر کے کیوں نہ لوں میں دیتا ہے رزق سب کو ہے فیض عام تیرا دیتا ہے رزق سب کو ہے فیض عام تیرا یا رب ہے بخش دینا بندے کو کام تیرا محروم رہ نہ جائے کل یہ غلام تیرا اللہ 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 اللہ
This is a vehicle CV54RVZN, BMW 320D. Kindly move your vehicle. CV54RVZN. Kindly move your vehicle. You're blocking, sir.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون صدق الله العظيم
My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, before I commence, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us here tonight in His house, in these auspicious nights of Ramadan. This is the tail end of Ramadan, and normally they say the tail end is the most enjoyable and the most important part of any aspect. With all due respect to my very close friend, Hazrat Maulana, I swear by Allah, I am absolutely nothing. I'm no leading or senior alim. I'm just a student of deen. I'm not saying this out of humility. I don't like mentioning this. The person says, "Hum aise rahe ya ki waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ki hum kaise rahe." In this dunya, people may confer titles upon us and praise us. We will only see in the hereafter when Allah passes us whether we have made it or not. Then that's the time for rejoicing and becoming happy. Nonetheless, in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ayyun nasi afdal?" Who's the best of people? So he mentioned, "Kullu صدوق اللسان محموم القلب." Every person who is honest and truthful, when he speaks that which is truthful. He does not lie. And محموم القلب. The Sahaba asked, "Ya Rasulullah, صدوق اللسان نعرفه, فما محموم القلب?" The word saduqul lisan is easy for us to understand. It means a person who is honest, he is truthful, he doesn't lie. But what is the meaning of mahmumul qalb? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, an-naqiyyu taqi, la ithma fi, wala baghya, wala hasada, wala ghilla. The actual meaning of mahmum in Arabic, we see khamamtu ad-dar, which means I swept the house. I took a broomstick and I swept away all the dirt in the house. So I made it spick and span, I made it clean. So mahmumul qalb means that heart which has been swept from all the filth that has accumulated in it. La isma fi. There is no trace of sin on it. Because a person has connected himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is aspiring, he is endeavoring to have a clean, a pure, a sound heart. A heart which has no zulam in it. It does not oppress any person. It does not have jealousy for any person. It has no malice for any person. These are the spiritual maladies that engulf our hearts. When a person commits a sin, in the hadith of Rasulullah, it is mentioned a black spot, a black dot appears on his heart. Nuktatun sawda. And if he persists in sin, then this black dot grows larger until it covers the entire heart, which Allah talks about in the Quran, كَلَّا بَلْغَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. This is the stain that comes on the heart. So this is the month of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave. And like I mentioned previously, this is a ladder that we have climbed. The first step, second step, or the first rung, the second rung, third, fourth. We have now come to almost the end, the 27, 28. This is the end of the ladder. And once we climb up this ladder, then we should have achieved tattaqoon. We should have achieved taqwa. This taqwa is a broad word. What it really does, this entire process of Sawm, Ramadan, we abstain from so many things that were normally permissible for us, but because we are fasting, then we refrain from it. So we exercise some spiritual exercises, and we went through a training period, especially on our qalb, our heart, which we term in Arabic as mujahada. We made this effort, despite how tempting it was, to perhaps take a sip of water on a hot day, but because we were fasting, we were conscious that my Allah is watching me. And this is taqwa, that a person is so conscious that Allah is watching him, wherever he may be, with whomsoever he is, with his friends, whether he is solitude, is alone. Normally when a person is alone, the temptations are very, very strong. That is why Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبًا. That when you're all alone one day, your wife is not there, or the husband is not there, the children are not there, the parents are not there, nobody is watching you, and you're thinking, now I've got every chance to commit sin. He says, فَلَا تَقُلْ, don't say, خَلَوْتُ, I'm all alone, وَلَكِنْ قُلْ, but say, عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ, somebody is watching me from above. In Urdu, you see, جو کرتا ہے تو چھپ کے اہل جہاں سے کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان سے. That which you're doing secretly, quietly, and nobody can see you in the world, but somebody from above is watching you. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه, a very famous story. He was one day patrolling the streets of Medina Munawwara at night. He takes rest against a wall. He overhears the conversation of a mother and a daughter, and apparently they were the only two people living in that home. The husband had passed on, so it was the wife and her daughter. And to make ends meet, they were selling milk, so they were busy filling milk in bottles. So as they're filling this milk, the mother tells the daughter, add some water to the milk, so we get more milk, the content will be more, we'll have more bottles to sell, we'll get more money. Oh my mother, don't you know what Amir al-Mu'mineen has said? That we should not do such a thing. She says, where's Amir al-Mu'mineen? He is not here. It's night now. So the daughter responded. And she said, oh my beloved mother, if Amir al-Mu'mineen is not here, but is not his ilah watching us? Is not Allah watching us? And this is the Allah consciousness that we need to have. In Arabic, it is termed as al-muraqabah. But you have the consciousness that my Allah is watching me all the time. No matter how the temptation is, there's the drug. I can take it. My parents are not alone. I want to take that cocaine. Say, my Allah is watching me. I'm not going to displease my Allah. When you're going to do that, you're going to crush your egos. You're going to crush your egos. You're going to make kasr of the shahwat. You're going to annihilate your egos. And this is the whole thing of Ramadan. And in tonight's Taraweeh, beautiful verses, mashallah, these Hufaz are beautiful. May Allah increase them, may Allah accept their tilawah, make them masters in the field of Qira'ah and Tajweed, and give them the understanding of Quran and practice on the Quran. So in tonight's verses, we had so many verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a wake-up call. Ulama have said this is a wake-up call for even the believers. In fact, for the believers, in the ayah that is mentioned, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has not the time come for the believers that they should humble themselves for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that their hearts become soft and receptive to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They humble themselves. They say, if you wish to be a pilgrim on the road of love, if you wish to be a pilgrim on the road of love, we're talking about not love, the illicit love of the Laylas of this world, we're talking about the Mawla, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to go onto this path, you have become a pilgrim on this road of love, then the first condition is that you should humble yourself like ashes and dust. You have to humble yourself. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to humble ourselves before Him, surrender wholeheartedly to His commands. Oh my Allah, whatever You command me, I am going to submit, surrender myself. And in surrendering ourselves, there is the test. Those things that we are being invited to do, to the haram things, we have to suppress our nafs and desires, go against the dictates of our nafs and desires, and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsa wa amila lima ba'da mawt. Shaddaq al-Awsi radiallahu ta'ala mentions the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An intelligent person, a wise person, is that person who suppresses his desires and he practices for the hereafter. A weak person is that person, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna 'ala Allah. He just makes himself follow his desires. Whatever his desires dictate to him, he becomes a slave to the desire. And he just says, Allah will forgive me. Indeed, Allah is most of Rahim. But Allah has got a system. Allah wants us to forego the dictates of our egos and passions and please Him alone. A scholar mentioned very well, very beautifully he said. And listen to this very attentively. He says, all of the people return to Allah after death. All of the people return to Allah after mort and after death. But the wise man, he returns to Allah before death. In other words, physically we pass away, then we're going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a wise person, he, whilst he is living, he is going to spiritually return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mutu qabla an tamutu. This is the Arabic saying. Many of the Sufis mention this statement. Mutu qabla an tamutu. That before your death comes, before Malakul Maut strikes, before he comes to take away your ruh, before that you should have annihilated your desires, your evil, your nafs, your base desires, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this month of Ramadan was for this purpose, to turn, to focus. And I mentioned from the beginning of the last 10 nights, our theme is connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have this strong bond and connection with Allah. A very sacred bond. A very strong bond. This bond is a loving bond. Enjoy communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy your tilawat of the Quran. Enjoy your salah. Enjoy your ruku. Picture you are standing, you are a slave before your master and you bowing down. You are going onto the ground. And that is the closest position a person can be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the position of sajda. And you enjoin taking Allah's name. You're not just saying it very fast and rapidly just to get over salah, but you are taking the name of Allah with feeling. Learn to take the name of Allah passionately, with love. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Ponder what you're saying. That Allah, who is most lofty, He is free from any type of weakness, deficiency, defect. Allah is spark, Allah is pure. He's got no defects whatsoever. Now when you make your sajda, and you take the name of Allah in this way, see the enjoyment you get. So again, we are going to turn ourselves, we have already turned our direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real test will be after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, everything looks full, or masajid especially, full of noor, musallis are full. But after the month of Ramadan, all the spiritual exercises we did, we abstain from those things that were permissible for us during fasting. Now when the shayateen are going to be unleashed, and now we have this nafs also. Now all those lessons we learned in the month of Ramadan, even before Ramadan, during Ramadan, now we need to bring that into practice. That is going to be the real test. Then we will know how we did in the month of Ramadan. How obedient, how loyal we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't have the time to go into the surah, the tafsir of surah Al-Adiyat, but Allah describes those war horses. And amidst the flashing of steel, and they go into right into the throes of the enemy camp. They go right into the enemy camp. And they prepare to sacrifice their life for the sake of their master, who's given them some little food. And Allah thereafter says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Man is so ungrateful to his Rabb. I've given him everything, provided for him food, clothing, shelter, protection, and still he's ungrateful. He can enumerate all the hardships he goes through in this world, but he forgets all the ni'am, all the bounties I have given him. So always think of Allah Ta'ala's, or have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is taqwa. Do the do's and don't do the don'ts. That is taqwa. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we bring that in our life. Where Allah has commanded us or prohibited us from doing something, then refrain from it. We have to bring in our lives two things. Huququllah, huququl ibad. The rights of Allah. Salah, zakat, hajj, ibadat. The rights of mankind. The rights of people, which we have become very negligent of. We ignore, we hurt people, we harm people, physically, monetarily. We deceive people, we cheat, we lie. We show anger all the time to people who are our subordinates, our workers at work, at job places, at the college, at the madrasa, wherever it may be. Our wives, how do we treat them? Our elders, what respect we have for them? Our young ones, how do we treat them? This is our deen. It's an entire package. And this is what Ramadan is all about. And this is the spiritual nurturing between the Reformation and the Islam we are talking about. Oh Allah, I want to change my life. It's not just some ibadah to be made. Yes, indeed, it is important. Roza was important. Tarawih was important. But we go beyond that. And therefore, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah mentioned, he says, how long are you going to marvel at the jug? Somebody brought a beautiful jug for you from overseas, from China. And you are looking at it, and you're talking about it, you're admiring it. He says, stop admiring, or how long are you going to admire the jug? Go and seek the water. The water is the actual thing, the spirituality that we have, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, again to show Allah consciousness, that my Allah is watching me all the time. Why I'm saying this? Because when you're all alone, you've got the internet, nobody is watching you. You can go and surf through so many sites that you wish. And we know the type of site that people go into. And how you're going to corrode your iman. How you're going to spoil the nur that you've accumulated through tilawat of the Quran, the roza, the tarawih, the ibadat. You made dhikr, you were generous, you looked after the poor, the needy. In the month of Ramadan, you accumulated all this nur. And now you're just letting it go out and you're destroying it. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was once going with his attendant, And they come across a shepherd who was grazing his flock of sheep. And he decides to test the shepherd. So he goes up to him, and the shepherd does not recognize that this is Amirul Mu'mineen. So he tells him, why don't you just give me one sheep? He says, no, I cannot give you. He said, okay, sell it to me. I will give you money for it. He said, no, it doesn't belong to me. It's my master's. He said, I will pay you for it. You will gain some money. All you need to do is tell your master when he comes, a wolf came, attacked the sheep, and devoured one sheep, took the one sheep away. In this way, you will get away, and you will get some money, and I'll get the sheep. An ordinary shepherd. He wasn't a scholar, he wasn't a mufti, he wasn't a sheikh. He says two words only. Two words. And these two words, it shook the heart of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. What did this shepherd say? He says, فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ. Perhaps my master is not watching. Then where is Allah? Is Allah not watching? Does Allah not know? Is Allah not away? In tonight's Sirawi we read, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the word فَفِرُّوا فِرَارِ. I'll finish this night. They give me a little time. So, brothers are sitting for long. May Allah bless you. May Allah guide you. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape towards Allah. Run towards Allah. فِيهِ مَعْنَ الْإِسْتِعْجَالَ. Like when you're being evacuated. You're told to move. You're going to rush for your life. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape from where? From ma'asi. From the disobedience of Allah. To where? To Allah. To Allah. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi. Sorry, Zannun Misri rahmatullahi. Was once feeling very spiritually low. And he was searching for something. And when a person is in deep thoughts, and he's searching for something, then he will observe every small thing. And suddenly he sees a mother spanking her child. And he was naughty, mischievous, so she chases him out of the house. And she shuts the door. And the poor child is wandering the street. And he's saying, Ummi, Ummi, he's crying. So Zunnun Misri rahmatullahi is quite, he's very curious to see what happens now. He sees the child coming back to the door of the house, and knocking on the door, and knocking on the door, and knocking on the door. Say, oh my mother, Ummi, ma. And after some time the mother opens the door. And when she opens the door now, she grabs the little child, she hugs the child, she embraces the child. She wipes the tears that were rolling down the child's cheeks. She cuddles the child. She places a hand over the child. She holds the child close to her chest. And he sees this and immediately says, Qalbi, wajadtu qalbi. He realized that this is my solution. I should turn to my Allah. When you turn to Allah, you escape from the ta'at of shaitan to the ta'at of Rahman. You're obeying shaitan, you followed the footsteps of shaitan, now you change your direction and you are following Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama Mufassirin have mentioned, firar, you're running away from min dhiq ila sa'ah. Dhiq means something which is constricted, tight, narrow. Narrowness of the heart, he's feeling very, very depressed. He's very all forlorn, he's sad. So he's got a gham and hum in him. He's going where? Towards the spaciousness of Allah's mercy, Allah's rahmat. He gets aman and aman. Where do you find the peace? In your salah. Where do you find peace? When you read the Quran and learn the meaning of the Quran. We have great ulama and people who can teach us the Quran. Understand the meaning of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a solution. In tonight's tarawih, two things. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Escape from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other verse towards the end, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا كَعَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That hasten. In fact, you're having a musabaqa, like you're running a race with others, and you're going to vie and compete, and you're going to excel the other. Allah has used the word in the Quran, سَارِعُوا in the 4th verse, سَابِقُوا in the 27th verse. Allah used the word, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Tanafus, musabaqa,
musara'ah, all these words indicate that you should be hasty, you should rush, you should go forward, you should run quickly towards what? Maghfirah. To the forgiveness of Allah. This is the month of forgiveness. Before the month comes to a close, again, turn to Allah. Beg Allah. Cry before Allah. If it's not tonight, not immediately, tonight, later on, tomorrow. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Allah knows whether we're going to wake up tomorrow morning. At this very moment, while sitting here, have that penitent heart. Turn to Allah. Cry to Allah. Beg to Allah. Allah, I've committed too many sins in my life. Allah, I'm tired of it. Allah, you help me to cleanse and polish my heart with your dhikr, with making tawbah. Accept my tawbah. And we are hastening to the Jannah. And Allah describes the width of Jannah is the distance between the sky and the earth. Can you imagine the length and the breadth of Jannah? How huge Jannah is. So Allah gives us in the Quran, in the same surah, يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مُوتِهَا. Allah talks about a land which has become dead, dry. There are no crops, absolutely dead. And Allah sends down rain. And when rain falls on this land, it gives life to this land. Like that scholars and Mufassirin have said, after speaking about the hardness of the heart, and the heart becoming dead, now by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will give life to your dead head, your spiritually dead heart. This heart has become spiritually dead, now you're going to revive it. Ulama have mentioned that al-qalb al-qasi, a heart which has become very hard, which has become dead, this is caused through ghafla, by becoming unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll terminate with one example to show us what is ghafla. It's the month of Ramadan, and we like our samosas. So wife is busy preparing the samosa, she's got the oil in the pan, it's boiling, and she's about to put the samosas in, when suddenly somebody calls her, and she's busy chatting, she forgets that oil is boiling, the little child at home goes, very curious to see, and there's the handle sticking out, so he tips the handle, the entire boiling oil falls on this child. What happens? Child is burning, he's screaming frantically. Why? Because the mother's ghafla. She was unmindful. We need to become dhakirin, real remembrers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only by means of our tongue, very important, but by means of our heart, by means of our action, and be focused to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise Allah is mentioned in the Quran and round off inshaAllah that this entire dunya, إِنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ. Simply, la'ib illahu lahu, I can't go to tafsir. You see children playing games, and you watch them. They're amusing themselves. They got no real object and motive. They're just playing, messing around, they're joking and playing. That is exactly this entire world, which Allah who created the world, Allah has termed this worldly life, is la'ib and lahu. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had a companion on some journey, and he's going, and they're hungry. He tells his companion, go buy some food, and he's busy engaging his ibadah. The person buys three rolls, he comes back, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam observes that this guy opens the food parcel, and he eats one roll. So after he finished, he asks him, "By what did you bring?" He said, "I bought two rolls." He said, "Sure, you bought two rolls, not three?" He says, "Wallah, billah, tallah, I only bought two rolls." Okay. In any case, they continue the journey, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam comes to a land where there were people who were dead. Allah had given him the ability to speak to the dead. So he speaks to the dead person that what azab had come upon you, and this dead person begins to speak. Allah gives him life and tells Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam what had transpired. And this person gets the shock of his life. That you're talking to a dead person. So tell me, how is it possible? Sayyidina Isa asks him, "Like, tell me the truth. Two rows or three rows?" He says, "Wallahi, two rows only." They continue. They come to a place. They go to cross the river. There's no boats. Sayyidina Isa holds his hand, supplicating the name of Allah. This entire incident mentioned in the Kitab al-Mustatraf. And they go across by taking Allah's name. And again, this man is shocked because they don't get wet. And this is a miracle. He's saying, tell me, Hazrat, how did you do this? He said, "Tell me again. Two rows or three rows you purchase?" He said, "Wallahi, two rows only." Like this, they come to another place. There are three huge rocks. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam says, Allah, make it into gold. Three rocks, huge rocks become gold. And this person, who chow the one roll, can you imagine how his eyes were popping out now? He says, Hazrat, for who is this gold? You see, one rock is for me, one rock of gold for you. You see, and the third one? The third one will be for the one who ate the third roll. He says, Hazrat, let me be honest, I ate the third roll. Sayyidina Isa says, you can take all three rocks of gold, Hadha firaqu bayni wa baynik. I am leaving now, you can no longer join me, and he departs. This person thinks, three rocks of gold, how am I going to take it? Which courier service is going to help me? Which transport company is going to assist me? And oh, he sees three men coming. He gets so excited, he runs to them, brothers, I've got those three rocks of gold. Please help me to transport it to my home, and I'll give you something. They do not hesitate, and they kill him. Three of them sit down. One each will help. One rock for you, one rock for you, one rock for you. So they say, okay, we're hungry, we're tired also. Why doesn't one of us go and buy some food, and then we'll eat, and then we'll share our gold. So one person thought he was very smart. He said, I'll go. He goes and he purchases the food, and he puts some poison in the food. In the meantime, these two make a plan. When that guy comes back, we will kill him. So we can share three rocks of gold just between two of us. When that man comes, the moment he enters, they kill him. Two of them sitting, we're hungry, let's eat. They partake of that meal, there was poison in it, they also die. Sayyidina Isa and then passes by, he sees four bodies lying down, four corpses. Three men came now, and the first person who had joined him. And then he says, هَاكَذَ الدُّنْيَا تَفْعَلُ بِأَهْلِهَا هَاكَذَ الدُّنْيَا تَفْعَلُ بِأَهْلِهَا. This is what dunya does to people who become consumed with dunya, who are crazy for the dunya. Nobody is saying you cannot eat, you cannot drink, not have a comfortable life. You can have a nice, comfortable life, a good car, a good home, everything. But do not become consumed with dunya. Do not become ghafil of Allah. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always make tawbah istighfar and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not become despondent. Never despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Very short dhikr. Dhikrullah has isbat and nafi. When you say la, we are saying la, we are negating all those things which is masiwallah, ghairullah. And illallah, mashayikh say, you ponder and reflect that Allah is Allah's tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah,
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thanaa alayk. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ومن موز بلبن الله من موز كريم رحيم الله يا الله فقيبة وسلم يا الله يا الله in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this auspicious night of Ramadan, يا الله we are coming to the end of Ramadan. It is only through your mercy, your fadl, your kindness, your grace, ya Allah, that you enabled us, ya Allah, to observe the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, to keep fast, to perform our Taraweeh Salah, to engage in tilawa and tasbih and dhikr, etc. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, before Ramadan comes to an end, my Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah, especially those who have raised their hands now, my Allah, who are knocking at your door, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. La ilaha illa anta. Subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimin. Ya Allah, we're not turning to any other person, because there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to but you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, most merciful. You love to forgive. Ya Allah, forgive all of us for every single sin we committed, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, knowingly, unknowingly. Ya Allah, we made mistakes, my Allah. We confess our wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our misdeeds and disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we slipped, my Allah. We followed the footsteps of shaitan in our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we regret, my Allah. We feel embarrassed and ashamed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes only in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you turn away from us, my Allah, where do we go, my Allah? You have mentioned in the Quran, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. They run towards Allah. Ya Allah, we're running away from shaitan to you, my Allah. Embrace us, my Allah, with your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, turn your attention to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Make us become pious, my Allah. Make us become good, God-fearing. Allah wala, my Allah. Make us have true taqwa, my Allah. Allah, grant us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyam or iman. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, our ma'asum children in Gaza, my Allah.
whilst we were enjoying the delicacies, Allah, that you have provided for us, my Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Allah, those children, my Allah. Allah, those men and women, my Allah. Our brothers and sisters, my Allah. They are being bombarded, my Allah. Allah, they are being bombarded, my Allah. They've got no water to drink, my Allah. They hardly have any clothing and any food, my Allah. What type of Eid they going to enjoy, my Allah? Hey, Maliki Kareem, grant them afiyah. Change their condition for the better, my Allah. Grant them victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemy, my Allah. Remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Masjid al-Aqsa come back to the hands of the Muslims, my Allah. Full in their control, my Allah. Protect the Haramain Sharifain and Al-Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. And every of your house in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your Masjid Abad, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become disloyal servants, my Allah. It's the month of Ramadan when it goes, and the very next day, my Allah, your house, your masjid becomes empty again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make inaba, ya Allah, to turn to you, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyah in this world and the akhirah. Salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give it the sweetest of iman, the sweetest of taking your name, the sweetest of sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. Each one of us, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver, they have raised their hands, my Allah. Our brothers, elderly, the ulama, the mashayikh sitting here, my Allah. Masoom children here, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs. Remove our worries, our sorrows, our hardships, our difficulties, our pain, my Allah. Grant us the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, so many people are sick and ailing, my Allah. Grant them shifa, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannah to firdaus. Grant the family sabr jameel. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Baril jannah to baqeel. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fahud kuthur water from his mubarak hand. Allah, make us enter jannah without any reckoning. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, protect our youth, my Allah. Allah, guide them, my Allah. Ya Allah, these are such wonderful people, my Allah. Allah, you help them, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep them on sirat mustaqeem, my Allah. Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Protect them, my Allah. Protect their chastity, my Allah. Allah, our elders in our community, Allah. Our menfolk, my Allah. Our masoom children, ya Allah. Allah, protect all of them, my Allah. Allah, make our children and grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent khufaf, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. يا الله حاضرين غائبين سب دعاء قبول فرما ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.